News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, it's Crime Week all this week on News Talk as we take a look at crime in Ireland today, how it's affecting victims and what, if anything, is being done about it. Now, yesterday morning after the programme, I took to the streets of the north inner city here in Dublin with former TD Conor Lenehan, basically along the kind of roads that I walk home every morning after the programme. Conor believes that zero tolerance policing is needed in the area. We began on Talbot Street, just off O'Connell Street, and looked at how even litter is bringing down the area.
I think it is, yeah, because when you're in other capital cities, you know, people get up early. It's not just left there, and that's clearly from a shopkeeper here locally or somebody, I don't know. And it's just lying there, and, you know, it kind of degrades the urban environment, and it doesn't send a good message, because we're actually on the pathway that leads from Connolly Station, so an awful lot of tourists come here as well.
On their way to O'Connell Street.
And this is their first sight they see. This is pretty much the first sight they see, and they kind of say, this is kind of a dangerous place. That conveys danger and degradation and stuff, so I don't, and it's no good for the locals either. It doesn't help their living environment.
Okay, we're going to walk along Talbot Street now. We're going to take a right down towards O'Connell Street, a really busy junction. We're like, here in the city centre, what, like a stone's throw from O'Connell Street. I'm looking around, it's the same thing, a lot of litter on the ground.
Well, it's kind of early morning here, and, you know, people are going to work, and we're right beside a Lewis stop, and you've got these kind of very visible signs of urban neglect. And, you know, when you come to this particular area where we're now standing in the evenings or other times of the day, you get drug dealers and people passing drugs here, as well as over in Moore Street, North Earl Street, all these areas. There's a lot of open drug dealing going on normally. You know, this has gone on for 20, 30 years. And, I'm ashamed to say, from my own period, we didn't make a big dent on this either in government. But it seems
so what are the solutions? Because the government you were a part of in 1997 fought the election based on zero tolerance. It didn't happen. It was seen as impractical. I mean, can you have zero tolerance here in the city centre?
I believe you can. In fact, it's been very successful in the big American cities. And I think we need to look at it here in terms of district by district, and allowing the local authority members to make that decision to trigger the introduction of zero tolerance on the ground.
In practice, how would that work? I mean, are you saying you see somebody drinking on the boardwalk or dropping, that literally the guards come along and do they arrest them? What should they do?
They should be moved on. If you go to London and there's somebody, say, in Oxford Street, which is one of the biggest shopping streets in London, if there's somebody who's either alcoholic, lying there in the street, being a source of disturbance, they're moved on. The police move in very quickly. We in Ireland seem to leave these people there, and we don't seem to take a hand in having them placed somewhere.
Because people who are opponents to zero tolerance will say, all you're doing is you're moving the problem on to somewhere else. You're ushering them out. You don't want them seen. You don't want them heard from, you know, tourists and middle class people. What would your response be to that? That you're simply just moving the problem out of the city centre area?
No, I don't see them. I think you're bringing those people to the relevant social services so that they get dealt with. And that's the key point.
You can see we're only a few hundred yards, not far away from where we are now, is the centre of the gangland feud that has gripped, unfortunately, the city and taken up huge guard resources. Do you think can you draw a link between the kind of neglect, the social deprivation that you see here? You know, we've seen visible manifestations of it today. Can you draw a link between that and the much more serious stuff that is happening not too far away here from here in terms of gangland activity?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, the whole emergence of these Kinahan and all those other drug-fueled gangs and gang warfare that's going on here is very similar. One of the reasons I got into politics back in 97 was because Tony Gregory was representing this area, and he was in the Dáil naming known drug dealers. So he made a public stand on this issue and started publicly naming drug dealers in Dáil Éireann, and that spawned a whole community uprising against these drug dealers, It contained it for a number of years. They're back now. They're very much back.
Okay, we're going to continue, Conor, our walk around the city centre. We might move down towards O'Connell Street and maybe down towards the boardwalk as well. Okay, so we're standing here on the boardwalk. We've walked down the length of the boardwalk, Conor. The atmosphere here, I mean, it's the whole picture, it's a kind of a shabby picture. It's not somewhere, I mean, it's a beautiful sun trap. It's a lovely morning here, but it's not somewhere where I'd feel inclined to sit and while away a half an hour.
I think it's hard to get people on a continuous basis to use this more. I mean, you could use this much more, but I suspect people are looking at this and saying, I don't want to hang around there. And it is ironic that this is a big feature and it's on the North Quays, it's not on the South Quays. And yet, I suspect if the same were happening on that side of the river, the south side of the river, there would be a response for some reason. And on the north side of the city, it doesn't seem to matter, even when they put in something that's demonstrably of great value to the city.
Okay, that was myself and Conor Lenihan on the streets of North Inner City of Dublin yesterday morning. If you head over to @breakfastnt on Twitter or News Talk's Facebook page, you can watch the full video of the walkabout with myself and Conor.